Greetings, urban farmers, gardeners, and healthy food visionaries. Farmer Greg here, and welcome to the 809th episode of the Urban Farm Podcast, where every day we work together to educate and inspire you to become part of your food revolution. Today on our podcast, we have someone who is passionate about encouraging others to garden. We're talking with Enoch Graham about his garden story. Enoch is a small space gardener who has been growing some of his own food for over 12 years in his limited urban space in Southern Oregon. By growing so many different varieties of fruits and vegetables, he has taken his skills to a new level. So 7 years ago, he started sharing his gardening adventures with his viewers on his YouTube channel, The Urban Gardener. As his passion for growing food and gardening grew over the years, he never imagined where it would take him. He is constantly surprised by what he gets back by sharing his growing adventure. Welcome to the show today, Enoch. Are you ready to rock?
You bet, Farmer Greg. Let's get growing.
Awesome. And we'll talk about what that means here in a minute. So absolutely. I shared a bit about you. Can you fill in the blanks for us and share more about the path you took to get where you're at today?
Well, actually, my growing story really starts when I was young. I learned how to grow kind of house plants and that sort of thing from my mother. And I did that. I started learning that at a real young age. My father also was a horticulturalist. And I remember going to his college and visiting these greenhouses and all of that sort of stuff. So I just remember at an early age, just having this real passion and love for things that are green. And I carried that into my adulthood with a lot of different house plants that followed me around for many years. But really, what really struck my passion for gardening happened about 13, 14 years ago when I had a friend of mine, because I grew all these house plants that I have, brought over to my house a little cucumber start. And he brought it to me because he didn't know what to do with it. It was a cucumber. He didn't have a garden himself or anything, but, and I don't even know what the story is, why he had it really, but he brought it to me because I had plants. And he was like, I figured you would know what to do with this, is what he said. And I says, okay, I'll take it. And I'd never grown anything that produced food. I'd always grown these house plants, these indoor plants. And so here I was presented with this little cucumber plant. I love cucumbers. My daughter loves cucumbers. So I immediately knew that this plant wasn't for the indoors. So I lived in an apartment at the time, and all I had was this little balcony space, which there was barely any space on it at the time. We were just storing things out there pretty much. But I went and got a pot, went and got a bag of soil. I potted it up. I put it out on this balcony, and throughout the spring and summer, that plant just continued to take over that whole balcony.
Oh, wow.
This vine grew everywhere. It was amazing. And I was really captured by the idea that this thing had grown so wild like this and really taken over this space that I had given it. But the real amazing thing was, as summer's getting on, I started noticing it was actually growing cucumbers.
Oh, wow.
And that blew me away. I don't know why I was, I don't think I was expecting that really at the time I was starting the plant, because again, I'd never grown anything that produced food. So here are these cucumbers I see one day when I'm out there, and I harvest and pick them off. And that evening, while we're eating dinner, me and my daughter, we're eating these cucumbers. And I told her, I says, hey, can you believe that I actually grew those cucumbers? And she looked at me like in such amazement, like, really? Like, you really grew these? I says, yeah, that plant that's growing out on the balcony.
Nice.
Is a cucumber plant. And we grew these, and this was, you know, the first time of eating anything I'd grown for myself or anything. And really, just at that moment in time, and especially I think combined with her amazement at the time as well, at that moment that we were realizing, I just grew our own food. And then at that point in time, I was thinking, why haven't I been doing this? What's going on here? I know, and it was on this small little balcony I was able to grow this. My mind just, right from that point, just started going, wild, like with all these possibilities. Wait a minute. Tomatoes, onions, peppers, carrots, all these things I really enjoy, I can actually grow myself. And it was that realization at this point in time that really, really started my whole garden adventure, probably about 13, 14 years ago. And
Nice.
I just really can't believe where all these growing and gardening adventures have taken me today. It's just been a really amazing journey from that point until where we are today with what I'm doing with my whole channel and my show and everything as well, too. It was shortly after growing that cucumber that I moved from that apartment to the place that I live here in Southern Oregon. And I wasn't presented with very much more space when I moved here to Southern Oregon. I just basically gained what I saw at the time, anyways, a 10 foot by 10 foot cemented back patio,
Oh,
you know.
wow.
And so I was like, oh, here we are, limited space. And it's not really much in ground. There was just like a little strip that ran alongside of the fence back there that was in the that I presented me with a little bit of in ground space. So from there I started having to get really creative with what I was thinking about doing. And at the time I was trying to grow anything and everything I could. I was getting all sorts of containers. I was building out these raised beds that were above ground, elevated beds, and getting a hold of whatever I can, storage containers and drilling holes in the bottom of them. I was just trying to fulfill this space the best way in any way I could. And then over time, started finding things that worked the best and everything. So just really over a really good learning process. And then started expanding as well too. So we have a carport as well, and this is where things really take off, is that there's this carport and it's got a flat rooftop on it. And again, not having much space and this expanding want to grow more and more, I'm looking for where these alternative areas I could use in order to grow even more. And I just looked up and saw the flat carport rooftop and was like, this is potential.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You're growing on a carport rooftop?
Exactly. It
Wow.
just a simple carport rooftop. And that's where it expanded from, definitely. And it was just, again, that I'm trying to figure out new ways of using space that's around me that I'm not seeing as a conventional growing space. And this carport rooftop, yeah, just presented itself. Full sun, it's flat. I can put all these containers up there. And at this time, we'd started using and making these little earth buckets, just a two-piece bucket system that wicks water. And so those presented the perfect opportunity to be able to use containers up there because it's limited water. You only have to water every few days. And so I ended up with this huge pepper garden up on top of this carport.
Nice.
Yeah, and I didn't really realize this until one incident happened, is how much it was seen throughout the neighborhood. Because one day the police showed up at my house, and they were concerned about the plants that were growing up on the carport rooftop.
Really? Why?
And this was before, and this was years ago, so this was before legalization here in the state of Washington, but they thought that I was potentially growing marijuana up on the top of my carport rooftop. And they wanted to climb the ladder and go up there and confirm whether or not this was marijuana. I did tell them, I says, if you're going to climb up there, you do have to eat one of the peppers that are actually growing up there. They did not take me up on that. But that was where I looked around. I was like, who could have and would have called? And I did. I walked around the neighborhood and noticed that people could see this from everywhere. And I really started noticing this again, too, over the next couple of years as I continue to grow up there. People would keep walking by because I live on an alleyway as well. And they would walk by and comment and ask me questions and tell me how much they thought this was just a really cool project. And then that's where I. Yeah. And then again, too. So from that, I expanded into the alleyway because I had another neighbor who was growing alongside of his little alleyway strip. And no one else was using all of this space or doing anything else. He was only using that one space there. And so that's when I started. Again, my mind was started expanding. What can we do with this space? How can we grow more food?
And how creative
so
is
I,
that?
yeah, so then I started taking the sides of these alleyway spaces and putting in some, I put in a couple of raised beds. We've got a little strip of about five huge 45-gallon felt pots. And we've just got all sorts of other spaces along the back alleyway space where we just grow right in ground. I'm growing corn back there. We've got big containers, which I learned work best actually for blueberries. So I got big, huge blueberry containers growing right along the alleyway. So in some way, we've created this kind of really cool, almost, it's hard to say food forest, but it's like a food trail in a way. You walk through the alleyway and you can see all of this stuff that we're growing throughout the growing season. And yeah, it's just, we've turned it into a really great, wonderful space. And then 7 years ago, that had so many compliments and so many comments. And a couple of people were like, you really need to share this with people, what you're doing. Maybe take some pictures and start posting them Facebook or at least garden groups and things like that. And that's what kind of where I started. And then I shot a couple of little videos and was trying this little video editor thing to post on a Facebook post or something. And it was at that point in time, I was like, you know what? I want to try and see what I can do as far as making like videos for YouTube, because I followed all these YouTube gardeners and over the years and thought, you know what? Maybe I could give that a try myself. And so I started posting a few videos on YouTube, just following along with what I was doing. And then that whole part of the adventure started, which took it in a whole nother direction.
So that's when your YouTube channel happened. Tell me about that.
I started it just based on everybody else pushing me to share these really cool spaces and these really cool things that we were doing with our garden spaces. And I started the YouTube channel, and it was really just for fun at first. I wasn't really looking for more than just making videos that I would put out there and people could follow along with the sort of things I was doing. I didn't really see myself as a big time knowledgeable gardener who could teach and show people the sort of things that on the normal YouTube gardening videos. So at first it was just a garden adventure that I started. But then after a while, and after a few discussions over the years, as we started putting out a lot of information and a lot of things about what we were doing, and then started doing videos with people and visiting other gardeners and having these discussions with these other gardeners, it was through their encouragement that I started taking more of the angle of, hey, you know what? You've got things to show people. You've got some knowledge about the things that you've learned, and especially in the small space kind of situation for a lot of gardeners out there. I have information and have learned information that's valuable to them. And this was, again, through encouragement. I've had to be encouraged along the way through a lot of this, but that's where the channel really started taking another direction, was when I started doing more of a, this is how I do stuff. And we started with those earth buckets and a couple of the elevated beds and things like that. And then that's when things really started to kind of change. And that was a couple of years into the YouTube channel and with a couple of successes with a couple of our videos. And then that's really when things started to take off for me and this whole garden adventure.
Well, and you've got a couple of videos that have gone viral, don't you?
Yeah, I call them, and I would say they're viral. Both of them, I think, at this point in time right now, have about 250,000 views each.
Nice.
And for a small YouTube channel, that's, I think that's a pretty sizable amount of views and response from those videos. And really, that's again where kind of the whole story, I think, changes for me, is that we see some success with these videos. One of the videos is a visit video I did with the Urban Homestead in Pasadena, California.
Oh, yeah. They began this thing, what, 20 or 30 years ago?
Yeah, 1985. When I heard the story about this place, I knew I had to go visit them. And they were just so nice and really cool about letting me come over and tell their story. And it's a really great story, too, about a family that builds this great urban farm project that gets passed down to the next generation as the father passes on and all of that. And it's just, again, too, I think really that visit and that ability to do that and tell that story. And then the response I got from the audience was really great. And then again, too, like I said, with our Earth Bucket, we have this an instructional video, do it yourself Earth Bucket, utilizing a couple of buckets. It's a wicking system. I think it's a really great, I still highly recommend this. I use tons of them in all of our spaces. It's a great way to grow in small spaces. And so that video too, along with about four or five other follow-ups we've done over the year, those videos are really get a lot of great response on our channel. It was because we got all of those views that I changed my viewpoint more on what I was doing as far as the channel and really started taking it a lot more seriously. And the problem then comes up is the time I'm really setting my mind to taking this seriously and wanting to take my channel to the next level is when a big global pandemic takes over and really stops me in my tracks. We were going to go on two different paths, and a lot of things were going, and I wasn't able to go visit people and do things as we were hoping to be able to do to follow up with the idea we were doing with the Urban Homestead. And so things fell back a little bit, but then we got right back on it in the next year. And again, we've just had a couple of really great years for our channel and been
Well,
doing some really great stuff.
the year 2020 was huge for us because all of a sudden food shortages in grocery stores and people are all of a sudden, uh-oh, we got to figure this out. I think we added 20,000 people to our email list that year.
I did see growth, and I kept going along with the regular type of videos and the stuff that we were doing. I put out some things. I didn't get to take it off in the direction I was planning. We had all these ideas for the 2020 year, but because we weren't able to really travel, because a lot of the ideas and a lot of the stuff and the projects had a lot of traveling involved with them. And so that kind of, because of that, we weren't able to do a lot of that stuff. But I did see some decent growth and things like that continue to go on during 2020, because you're right, it was huge as far as the gardening world was concerned. Everybody wanted to start a garden during that time. So in that sense, things were good. But for our channel and what we were looking for, it really put a damper on things, at least just for that first year. And then the next year, we really got it. But I do have to say, though, is that time during the pandemic is when, in that kind of downtime, we weren't able to do the travel and visit videos, was the time that I really was generated the idea for our latest project, the Let's Get Growing show.
And I've actually been on the Let's Get Growing show a couple of times.
We were lucky enough to have you back for for a second visit just recently.
Thank you for that. I always have great fun doing that with you. Tell us about the show. It's a live show that you do on YouTube, is it not?
Again, too, with all of the Zoom things and Zoom meetings that we all started getting used to out of the pandemic, I learned about a program that helps you do the formatting for kind of a, yeah, I'd say semi-professional show. It's pretty nice, the capabilities we have with this program. And because of discovering that, came all of this idea, I want to do this gardening talk show with my live streams. I was doing live streams with just me, and there wasn't much to it. It's always better to have a conversation, and that's the thing I really enjoy too. And it was especially getting to go out and visit people with some of our vi visit videos we did. I started to really enjoy that one-on-one conversation with these other people we've been doing these interviews. So with the idea of all of this ability for us to do this online, came this idea to do this show. And we started this last year, it'd be like 1 year ago today. We started putting together all of the ideas for the what we called the Let's Get Growing show. And it's just basically a nice, simple talk show where we feature a featured guest, and originally started with also a channel of the week. We would talk to different gardening channels, smaller YouTube gardening channels. We had a Are You Following Me segment where we would also interview Insta gardeners, as we called them, gardeners who share on Instagram, and just getting discussions from people in different areas of gardening media. And the featured guest segment gives us a great opportunity to be able to talk to podcasters like yourself or authors, other YouTube channel developers, radio gardening talk show hosts. We've had a few of those on the show as well too. So there's a lot of great people sharing gardening all over the gardening community, and that's where I really found my, I think I found my niche in this whole gardening media thing, is to be able to have these great conversations.
And one of the things that I love that you do is you have a wide range of people that come in. The first time I was on your show back a few months ago, the young man that was on right before me for a segment was like 9 years old, and he was a
Yes.
firecracker. You remember him?
Yes. Little Nathan, absolutely. They have a YouTube channel called Growing with Nathan, and it's him and his father, and this kid just has such a love for science and gardening. And when I started seeing their posts and everything, it just reminded me again, taking you back to this when I was younger. I had that same type of love for science and plants and all that outdoor stuff, just like Nathan. It just clicked with me. I knew immediately I had to get him on and have a fun little conversation with him. And yeah, really great. And that's again too another opportunity. There's people out there sharing, and there's young kids. We've had a couple of others who are like teenagers who've been on as well too. And that's one of the things I really like to put out as far as our message is sharing, for one, with other newer gardeners, but most importantly, sharing with the next generation, younger kids and school gardens and things like that. Those sort of projects are just things I just love and really, really search for when I'm looking for stories or people to talk to.
Yeah, nice. So I have a question for you. You've been
Okay.
interacting with your YouTube channel now for 7 years and your Saturday afternoon show for the year. What do you love most about your show? And has there been an instant that something happened, something epic happened for you? And for you, it was like, oh, yeah, this is the reason I want to do what I do.
Yeah. One of the things I think really are great about the show is I basically just have a general list of general questions that's just an idea for a start of a conversation. So if we come up at a point with where nothing's going on, which I found has not happened yet, we can fall back on this question list. And I think that's one of the most amazing things about this so far is that each and every guest, when I get them on there, the conversation gets started, and then I don't even want to stop it. It gets to the point where I can keep talking all day because we start getting on these subjects of growing and gardening, this passion that all of us share. And when we get the opportunity to talk with each other about that stuff, the conversation can just lead in all sorts of different directions. And I think that really is the thing that I enjoy the most. The first, I would say the Even now, a year later, at points and times as I'm getting ready to start the show, I get a little nervous.
That's good.
Oh, wait a minute. We're getting ready to get started here. Where's this going to go? Am I even prepared? All of that sort of stuff. And I think that, again, too, that's why I feel so passionate about even this project on its own, is because that even though I start with that, the conversation always goes in a great direction. It's always so much fun to get to meet and hear stories about other people and other gardeners. And I know you know about this. This is something you've been doing for a long time with your great podcast, which is really an amazing inspiration for my interviewing and in the direction that we've gone with our channel. And this show is listening to people like yourself who have been doing this sort of stuff. And
Thank
again,
you.
I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that too, because again, it's really just been an amazing part of this whole gardening adventure that I got started on years ago. And like you mentioned in the introduction, I just couldn't have imagined all of this stuff where I'd be sitting here today on Farmer Greg's podcast talking about my gardening story with him and sharing all of this with everybody in your audience. It's just an amazing place to be right now for me, and I'm just so grateful, and just find every day that I get to continue doing this just even more and more fulfilling and amazing. And just
Yeah.
I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Awesome. And this is exactly the reason I do this podcast, is I like to bring people's story that have an arc on them that, you know what, there was a time when I just wasn't growing food. And all of a sudden, a friend of mine gave me a cucumber plant and I planted it on my back patio and it made cucumbers. And oh my gosh, now I'm gardening and you could even call yourself a farmer because you're growing food and sharing it, right?
It's just an amazing arc. I can't even believe it myself when I get the opportunity to sit back and think about it. Even I was just the other day talking to my daughter about this sort of stuff, because we're at the end of the season for our show, and I was just like, you wouldn't, I was telling her, I was like, I just can't believe all the great people that we've got to have on our show and all these great conversations that when I was first starting, I just, it was just an idea, and to see it to kind of succeed and be where it is today is just really amazing. And again, too, really grateful for you participating and helping to encourage us and being a part of this as well.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Really, this is what it's all about. It's about getting people inspired to grow their own food. If for no other reason, then you get to grow healthy food.
Yeah, exactly. There's so
Yeah.
much you get from gardening and growing your own food beyond even just the food itself, which is just the best part, the thing we
Right.
really get to enjoy. But just the amazing, uplifting feeling I get from being out in my garden, the opportunity and conversations I get to have in sharing my gardening
With
all of these
the
aspects with the police, even. It was.
police. That's an epic
I know
story, that's for sure.
that was an amazing day for sure.
Wow. Awesome. I'm going to shift on you, and I'd like for you to talk about a
Okay.
time you failed, how you overcame that failure, and what you might have learned from it.
Yeah, great question. The thing I would talk about when it comes to failure is when I first started gardening, this was, and a little bit of advice as well too, because one of the things we get with experience is of being able to share that with others, and hopefully they don't have to go through the same experience. But taking on too much too soon. When I first started gardening, that moment we got to eat and that passion really clicked with that cucumber was drove me to I want to do everything. I went to a seed catalog and all of those seed shelves that you see all over the place. I was grabbing
Yeah.
seed packets everywhere with all the buckets and containers that I was just gathering and making and putting all over the place. Those first couple of years, I took on way too much too soon. And so I saw a ton of failure on top of failure when it came down to it. And that can be discouraging to a lot of people in a sense. And luckily for me, I was really, in a sense, determined to be able to figure a lot of this stuff out and grow this sort of stuff. Those first couple of years that I was growing didn't turn out very well, didn't grow. There were a few little successes here and there with a couple of different things and stuff, but it took me several years to start getting things and figuring it all out. It didn't work out all just really nicely like that first cucumber plant did. I think we just had the perfect conditions on that balcony with the sun and the watering and all that sort of stuff that was just right, and things that I ended up having to learn over those next couple of seasons as I really just took on everything possible.
I used to do tours of the urban farm in Phoenix, and I had this really distinct thing happen one day. This young lady was on a tour, and we used to always start in the front yard and then went to the backyard, and she stuck up her hand about three quarters of the way through the tour, and she said, "Oh my gosh, this is so much here," because I had an old growth edible food forest in Phoenix that I'd been working on for 32 years. And she stuck up her hand and she says, "I don't know where to start. I'm overwhelmed." And that was a key indicator for me maybe 10 years ago. And now what I tell people to do is take a look at the space that you're working on and envision one thing or two things. And go do one or two things and get good at them and then move on to the next thing so that you don't get overwhelmed. You'll have
Yeah,
less
I truly
failures that
believe
way. Go ahead.
Yeah, I truly believe that if you take on one or two things at a time and you slowly progress with that, you'll see a better level. And I can only say that I believe this because my experience was the opposite. But if
Right.
you take on a few things at a time, you probably find yourself with better successes sooner and probably in the same place with your garden as when I first started seeing all around successes throughout the whole garden
Yeah.
spaces.
Yeah. Awesome. And what do
Yeah.
you consider your biggest success?
Oh. And think about this one really good. When it comes down to it, I truly believe, really take it out of the gardening world for a moment. One of my biggest success, I think, is fatherhood. One of the things I've done over my life really is to, especially when my daughter was young, was taking the time of developing a really great relationship and doing those sort of things. So I dedicated a lot of my life to doing that stuff. And now that she's older, she's an adult now, and we're best friends. And I think about this at this point in time right now, too, because I've just learned that we're going to be expanding our family. And just when it comes down to it, I look at where I'm at with that sort of situation and feel that I feel super successful in family and in fatherhood. And now, hopefully, I can carry on that success into grandfatherhood.
Nice, congratulations. And what drives you?
Oh, yeah, doing something I truly enjoy. And to thinking about a lot of the time I spent just doing a job and showing up at these places that I worked at. I worked for a place for 21 years, actually.
Wow.
And it was just like punching the clock in and clock out. It was just one of those kind of zombie lifestyles. Because it, and then it was too on this whole adventure that I found later on with gardening, that things really started to change for me. And back when I was in college too, I studied photography and journalism, why we started doing the videos and doing some of the interviews and everything, because I had the journalism background. So here it is later on in my life now, I get to combine all of that with gardening and growing things and sharing that with other people. So I've really found something that I really truly enjoy. So I wake up every day driven to go out and to do more, to accomplish more, to get the emails out that I need to get out, to make sure I've got the
Yeah.
people on my show to interview, to get out and dig in the garden and make sure that we've got these crops either harvested or planted out so that we can make the videos that we need to make for the channel and all that sort of stuff. And it's a lot of work. There's a lot that goes into
There is.
creating content, and
Yep.
especially when you take on the idea of doing videos and then a weekend talk show and put those things together, there's a ton of tons of background work besides all of the work that goes into actually growing the gardens themselves, which is really the important centerpiece of everything. So I find that every single day I wake up just so happy to get out and to do whatever it takes to keep moving all of this stuff forward, because it really has just really driven my passion even more further
Yeah.
as I've shared with my story here.
Yeah. Awesome. And if you could recommend one book for our listeners, what would it be and why?
Oh, just one book. Oh my gosh. I've been an avid reader my whole life as well too, so I really love books. And then also getting into gardening media and everything, there's and doing interviews, I'm constantly looking at books and reading different books and considering different authors and that sort of stuff. And so it's hard to narrow down, I would say, would be the top book or anything I would recommend, but I have a favorite right now this last year. In fact, I have a hard time sticking with rules, Greg.
That's all good,
My
man.
favorite right now, as far as a fiction book, a fiction gardening book, Greg,
Oh, wow.
called Garden Variety. I found this book this last winter, and it's
Oh,
written by an
Christy
author named
Wilhelmy.
Christy Wilhelmy's Garden Variety.
Yep.
And if anybody's ever had or taken part in a community garden, You would love this book. Just gardening in general, you'll love this book. But it centers around this community garden and this character, Lizzie, and all of these other characters. It's got a villain, it's got a hero, it's got this whole plot. And it's
Yep.
just a really fun story
She's.
for a read if you love gardening. So that's like one of my favorites right now.
Hold on before you go on. Christy's been on the show a couple of times,
Oh,
and
yes. Awesome.
she's actually been on the show talking about this book.
Oh, awesome. Excellent.
So I brought her on the show to talk about this book. I just have one complaint about the book.
What's that?
When I got done, it was like, oh my gosh, where's the other two? She's working on three of them.
Right.
I want the other
Yeah,
one
yeah.
now. It was that good.
I know she told me she's was supposed to be taking time for this year to get it finished up and hopefully out this ne hopefully in the next year or so. I am really excited about that. I got the book because that's what I was going to name my show originally, was Garden Variety. And I was
Oh.
looking up where that was term had been used before, and that's where I found the book. And I was like, what? There's a book. And so I ordered it and read it, and it just became one of my favorite things over this last year.
Yeah.
But as far as a nonfiction book, though, because here again, I'm going to break the rules. I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
Farm City by Novella Carpenter.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Now, this one's been out for a while, and I read this when I really first started growing and gardening. And to me, it was really inspirational because it's a story, a true story, an autobiography of Novella and her taking over this little lot next door to the place that she lived in Oakland, California, like right in the city, a big city like Oakland. And they took up this lot space and developed this little kind of homestead urban farm right there in Oakland and did all sorts of stuff. When I read that book, it really helped me envision some of our spaces just a little bit differently. So this is around the
Right.
time I'm starting to think about the alleyway spaces and that sort of stuff, what I can do with that. And then really, I've also started thinking back on this book recently because my owner, I have a new owner for the place I live in because I rent the place I have, which is limited what I could do with some of these small spaces. And this owner is going to let me do whatever I want. I've got the front yard open now, Greg. The carport's back open and I can get to do that.
Nice.
We've got a back space in the back area. So I'm thinking chickens. I'm thinking bees. I'm thinking about really homesteading now and
Wow.
taking this space into a whole nother level over the next year or two. And which has really been making me think a lot about that book as well, too, Farm City by Novella Carpenter.
Nice. Actually, so the full name is Farm City, The Education of an Urban Farmer. It came out in 2010.
Yes. Yeah,
Very good.
exactly. So I probably got that book a couple of years later as we were working on some of our spaces here. But yeah,
Awesome. Oh, I love
it's a really
this.
good read.
Lucky lady. Michael Pollan reviewed it, said, captivating. By turns, edgy, moving, and hilarious, Farm City marks the debut of a striking new voice in American writing. Wow. All
Yeah,
right, I'm going to go get that book. This sounds good.
it's a really good story for sure.
And it's on Audible as well. Oh, that's even better. All right. So
That's right. That's right.
what one final piece of advice do you have for our listeners?
So my final piece of advice comes back to the first question about the time I failed. Determination. Because even a seasoned gardener, I've been now gardening 12, 13 years in all the different spaces. And even now, I find and have many things that challenge me. And I enjoy all aspects of gardening, but sometimes the results can be disheartening. And there's things that, like right now, over the last several years, I've been really working on my brassicas. And each year, I don't know if I'm getting the timing wrong or what's going on with that. I think that might be why we had decent results this last year, but it's something that, each and every year I'm trying to improve. So I'm determined to make sure that I grow some of the biggest, greenest florets of broccoli as I can grow. And so I'm determined to do that sort of stuff. And you got to be with gardening in some sense, because even if you are taking things slowly, as we talked about earlier, there are still going to be things that are going to come up, whether it's pest
Yeah.
pressures, whether you're trying to get the fertilization and nutrients right and what you're feeding and that sort of stuff. All sorts of different little aspects that we've got to learn in order to get some of our crops just optimal the way we want them. And that's my biggest piece of advice, just determination. Don't give up. Don't let things get to you. There'll be a season in the future where you're going to have just some of the best broccoli you've ever grown. This last year for me, it was actually onions. Onions have been a challenge for me, getting the
Yep.
right variety and then getting them to bulb and get the right size. I'd had some that have grown to nice medium sizes over the years. But this last year, Greg, I grew onions that were bigger than a softball.
What?
And just blew me away. And it was again, too. So it's that moment where you've taken that determination over the years to try year in and year out to where you finally get this result, like this year of those onions. And to me, it was worth all of those seasons that it took to get there.
Yeah. And that's how I discovered how to grow broccoli. I bought some broccoli starts and I planted them and figured it out. So
Exactly.
awesome.
You just
Thank
got
you.
it. You just got to get growing, and once you do, things will start to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Enoch.
Absolutely, Greg. It's just really great to be here with you.
Tell us about your website and your YouTube channel. Where can we find you at?
Yeah, our website, nice and simple, www.letsgetgrowing.live. That's where you can find our website for our channel and our show, Let's Get Growing. And our channel is just simply put in at the Urban Gardener in YouTube, and it should take you right to us.
It came right up when I checked it a little while ago. Awesome. You can also find show notes from today's podcast at urbanfarm.org/theurbangardener.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Urban Farm Podcast. Remember to listen for tips, advice, and resources to help you on your journey with urban farming. You can find us on the web at urbanfarm.org or send us an email to podcast@urbanfarm.org. In the words of Vincent Van Gogh, great things are done by a series of small things brought together. Be encouraged that with each lesson learned and skill developed, you are one step closer in the direction of your dreams.